Hey, buddy, how are you?
I am doing all right. I'm actually kind of hot. I'm all sweat panted up and
Man, so I started cold plunging, and I know we're not gonna try not to get off topic, but it'll be good. It'll be good. So, and in the cold plunge, 48 degree water, I feel great. When I get out, I feel fine. I'm not that cold. 30 minutes later, I am a wreck, and I'm gonna go sit in a shower for 20 minutes, a hot shower. It's nuts. I can't, like, I get home and I can't regulate. I'm freezing, and it's not that cold in my house, like 72.
that's why you're
Anyways,
in your noble sweater.
yeah, I played golf this morning and it was warm, it's hot. I've already done a lot before noon. I got up at 5, I got some work in. I'm about to go work
Wow.
out. I'm about to go talk about your workout. All right, tell me about it.
All right, so I'm going to CrossFit this weekend, or not this weekend, this afternoon, and the workout looks like a toughie, honestly. And so I wanted your 2 cents here. So it's the name. I always like the names. Like when I first started programming, I was like, I need to name everything.
Oh,
Now,
you don't. They do. This program does. We
the
don't mention
name.
the program by name, right? Yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm going to say the name of the workout because it's funny.
It is, yeah.
It's
Go
called
ahead.
Baked Potato.
And so like their theme, they always do a themed week. And
All right.
yeah, it's always a themed week. Like it'll be Disney movies or food or I don't know, sports or other like Bible verses. There's always something. Next week's is funny too because I see the program, your program, I see it a week ahead of time.
Well, yesterday was potato chip. Today's baked potato. So it's 10 rounds, 16 single dumbbell alternating step back lunges with 50 pounds, and then
Okay.
two wall walks with a 16-minute time cap.
Okay.
So when I look at this, first of all, 10 rounds seems nuts to me. Like I feel like I've never written something that's got 10 rounds in it. Like eight, yeah, 10, a little nutty for me, but it just this looks super like my shoulders are going to be crushed. As far as the reverse step back, I don't really think that that'll be a problem. And 50 pounds is kind of pushing it for me. But the 10 rounds is just, I mean, I don't, there's no chance I'm going to finish in 16 minutes, it feels like. You think so?
So it was the 16 step back lunges. That's eight each leg, right? It's one dumbbell. It's not two. Okay. So you can hold it front rack, probably going to hold it just on your shoulder. And so 50 pounds is kind of an arbitrary load in lunges, right? Unless you're holding them like in a farmer's or double dumbbell, right? But
Okay, this
50.
is good because I had expected like
No,
overhead.
it doesn't say overhead, does it? It just
No, it
says.
doesn't.
Yeah, it's not overhead. So you can hold it. Basically, what I would do, I would take it, I would set it on the back of your shoulders, like a backpack. Okay. And you can even take one arm down and basically just hold the other arm here, and it's sitting on your neck, and you just balance it. That's what I would do. And then each round, you switch arms so that you're not just hold it with the left arm. That's like, but it sits across the back of your neck. Okay. And so that's going to take, I don't know, 45 seconds. Ish, probably not even. That's like with transition, two wall walks, even cruising takes 30 seconds, and then you just move through, right? And so I think your a good goal time would be like in 13 minute range, 13 and a half. But you'll finish under the time cap. Just don't come out too hot. You'll finish your first round in like under a minute, and that'll be too fast.
And
It'll
then
be
that'll
fast.
be the false sense of hope that will slowly
Exactly.
lay me down into my grave.
Can we curse on this podcast?
Sure.
You'd be like, fuck CJ's recommendation. I'm gonna imam this bitch. And then it'll be round four, and you'll be at like 6 minutes. You're like, shit, he was right. And so don't do that.
The target time is 9 to 11 minutes.
So
And
I'm answering it for you, right? But I mean,
yeah.
imam is for sure possible. I mean, the fastest someone would do this for sure, 30 seconds around. No, probably 45 seconds around. Someone could do this in like 7 minutes, sub seven, something like that. Like a full sprint. Because they can do, two wall walks takes 12 seconds or something like that. And you can transition. There's just like basically your transitions and getting the dumbbell in the right space will be there. But as long as you get the dumbbell on the ground, get right to the wall, get the dumbbell right back on your shoulders, right? There really isn't a point where you're going to be like running hot. You know, just move steady through the lunges.
Yeah, the fact that I don't have to hold up over my head, I think, has made me feel better.
Yeah.
That'd be a toughie.
That's a tough pairing. I might actually.
There you go.
Oh man, all right, I like it.
Twice baked potato.
It's right. Overhead potato. Like it.
I mean the previous work is there's no strength work. It's just 15 minutes of double under practice. So I guess if you're good at double unders, then your shoulders would probably be pretty fatigued from that. And so it's not nothing, but yeah, I mean, I think as I've gotten back into CrossFit, you know, I know that I've been on and off for a few years, but my last go back in New Jersey, I learned that pacing, good idea. And so now I've not been high stepping into anything. I finish one movement. I like slowly meander over to the next movement. I do that, slowly meander over to the next one, because I mean, 10 rounds, it's a common, at least for when I did it last week, it was a 20 minute AMRAP. It was 15 cal row, 15 cal bench, or I'm sorry, 15 cal row, 15 bench press at 115 pounds and 15 V ups. My sacrum is still recovering.
It's a good workout.
It was like a good workout for me, minus the V ups. And I still at the end just got smashed by my big eyes at the front, you know?
Yeah. Something like that. Well, that one's different, right? You're gonna reach a muscular fatigue point because of the bench press and the V ups. The core is just gonna go to shit. Pairing with row, it does make a difference because you're leaning back every row, right? You know, 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock, like that gets fatiguing. Here your shoulders are going to be tired, but you're not going to be at like a muscular failure point, right? Two wall walks with a struct, like a long 30 second, 45 second rest in between is very doable to sustain pace and to keep intensity up. But yeah, you know, for you, someone who doesn't have like the, I know you have a rowing background, but you know, body weight, endurance background, anything that long is like really where you're going to feel it. Do you wear a heart rate monitor?
I mean, I have one. I don't wear it while I'm training.
You should put it on. You should like start to track and just see like if you have a wild trend up, you know, or if you go like 100 beats per minute at zero, you know, at 3, 2, 1, go. And then at 30 seconds, you're at like 160, right? So like that would be something interesting to track for you specifically.
What would that tell you?
Well, so nothing from the beginning. I mean, it could tell me a few things. It could tell me that you're not pushing hard enough, right? In general, early, like in shorter workouts, like if you're feeling refreshed, but you said you feel fatigued. So we potentially could see like a late spike, right? Like it, you know, it's probably relatively balanced and all of a sudden it kind of spikes up. We don't see any of that. Then we know that we're reaching like a muscular failure point over like an aerobic conditioning point for some of these pieces, which is probably a mixture of both. You know, cause like that, the 15 cal workout, that's not an aerobic workout at all, unless you're just like full sending the row, right? If you're not good at V ups, which most people aren't in general, I'm not. I'm going to reach failure swiftly there too, right? It's long. I'll do like three sets of five for my first couple rounds. Maybe I'm broken round one and then it's like threes and I'm just like, bleh. And so it can only be so aerobic at that point. So you know that, and that's really long. So that workout for sure, you're going to see your heart rate really low on a lot of that workout, right? Because you're not going to push the row mentally, because you know, like, why would I want to get back to the VOs faster so I can just lay here, right? So that workout, you're probably going to see a much lower heart rate than this. This one doesn't have a lot of what we consider limiters, right? Unless you're just really not strong at wall walks, which I know your shoulders are strong enough to do doubles for that long. So I don't think you're going to see a muscular limitation like you would on that workout last week. So, but yeah, you can, it's nice to see like how different workouts address, you know, how how they affect you when you see limiter workouts with like a big lift in it, or like a complex pattern, or a pattern that creates a lot of muscular fatigue where you have to rest a lot. You know, you can see your heart rate just like literally go like this. So two things, and it'll go up, and then one will just kind of go up, and the other one will just like this. And so it'll be really high, and the other one will be low. It'll still generally move in the same trend, but yeah, it'd be good. You know, you're really getting back into this. It's good to more data points. You know, we have like our own opinions on, you know, like there's like a, probably a bell curve where it's like too much and just kind of falls off. But the heart rate data point's really good when it comes to CrossFit training in general.
Yeah. I mean, having gotten back into it, the blowing up your heart rate, what a killer. You know, it's almost like for me, at least, there's just no coming back from that. Cause then that's matched with the heavy, like the super heavy breathing, where I just have to stop doing stuff. But right, the problem being, it doesn't come back down quickly, where right, if I take like an extra 5 or 10 seconds, like my muscular fatigue will at least improve yep, more than my heart rate. And so that, I mean, looking at baked potato for today, like now that you mentioned it, I'm definitely going to be almost resting during the lunges for the wall walking.
Should you've got to find a way to hold the dumbbell so you can rest, right? So like behind the neck, one arm on, you know, do your 8 steps each leg, and then move on and just move steady. You know, coming to a full, if you need to like take a rest, you take a rest at the top of the lunge, right, to unlock the knees or to lock the knees so you can relax the quads. But going back to your like you feeling like you at point you can't breathe, so that's an aerobic limitation, right? There's never, you know, everyone has their own thing. I can probably count on one hand the amount of CrossFit workouts where I had to stop because I couldn't breathe. Like maybe. And that's purely on something like a Fran, or, and even then I'm probably more muscular fatigue because my triceps are fried or something, or my grip is gone. And some people just don't. I don't reach that point. My heart rate never gets over like 175. So I'm never reaching a point of like aerobic, like a red line capacity kind of thing. It's always muscular fatigue for me. Or I'm just not strong enough to do whatever the lift is at that time. You're staring at the barbell. So, but everyone's a little bit different, right? So that would also be another good thing to see for heart rate. If that's where you feel your most of your having to stop in a workout is because you're like, I am redline, I am breathing through the roof, and my heart rate is through the roof. Wearing the monitor with a watch to see and working zone work and staying in zones would be super ideal for you. I do it a lot now because of all my other health stuff that's going on. But from a training perspective, zone work never made sense for me unless I was just running really hot with volume and I needed to do something, and I needed to control my effort and output. But I never struggled with zone 5 ability and that kind of those needs in the sport of CrossFit or in fitness in general. And so we obviously are different athletes.
Yes.
So yeah. So for you, even more so than me, maybe not now because of the health stuff, but monitoring heart rate would be super beneficial to your training, 100%.
All right, I will throw it on today and I'll let you know how this potato goes. I might be a potato at the end of it.
You probably, that's all right.
Well, thanks, man.
Yep. Adios.
See ya.